Everyone, welcome to the second season of Our Bodies, Our Stories. My name is Amy. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a sophomore majoring in gender and sexuality studies with a minor in Spanish at Tulane University. I am originally from Texas, and reproductive justice is important to me because everyone deserves the right to access equitable healthcare and resources. No one should ever be able to strip away another's autonomy. And I joined VELA because they are fighting for marginalized communities that are uniquely affected by laws restricting access to reproductive health care, and I want to fight with them and help educate others.
Hello, I'm Saina. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a freshman at Tulane. I'm majoring in economics, international relations, and environmental biology. I'm from Mumbai, which is in India. So for me, home is around a 28-hour flight away. Reproductive justice is more than just a political debate. It's representative of our rights, our choices, and healthcare. And that's something that everyone deserves. And so I'm super excited to be working on this podcast with Amy.
Same here. Mm-hmm. So we will be taking over the second season of this podcast and starting a new generation. We will be covering topics such as being 2S LGBTQIA+ and AAPI, racist practices in reproductive healthcare, abortion in Louisiana and colleges, being pro-choice versus pro-abortion, and being religious and pro-choice, and hopefully including interviews from community members and experts that would be willing to share their stories and experiences. Additionally, if there's anything you all would like to hear about or be interested in, make sure to DM us on Instagram at rjvela or email rjvela@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you all.
Yeah, definitely. And we would also like to use this episode to reintroduce VELA New Orleans and what it is we do here. Amy and I are reproductive justice interns affiliated with VELA, but we do so much more than just reproductive justice work. VELA's mission is to incubate AAPI leaders that are ready to fight for a more just tomorrow. The goal is to engender leadership to address social inequities with an anti-racist, queer, and feminist lens. VELA focuses on environmental justice, reproductive justice, and civic engagement initiatives.
Yeah, and another initiative that VELA does is Ginger Roots. So Ginger Roots is a reproductive justice storytelling program that aims to uplift AAPI members through personal narratives. So it's our storytelling program. And the purpose of it is to empower others and tell stories of the AAPI diaspora. Check out the digital version of the first Ginger Roots Zine by visiting our Instagram at RJVELA. And you can find the direct link in the bio. VELA's overall reproductive justice mission is rooted in storytelling, self-advocacy, and empowerment. Our goal is to produce a collective healing space intended for AAPIs to reclaim power, their bodies, and their stories through sharing in community. There are also issues that intersect with VELA's other programs, environmental justice, civic engagement, and as those come up, we will connect our listeners to more resources for you all to explore.
Right. And I think the storytelling framework is especially important because young people, particularly AAPI and BIPOC people, are not often given opportunities to just explore, create, fail. And they're usually not paid for their work either. By undoing capitalist and white supremacist ideals of professionalism, we can give a lot more space to individual and collective identity, well-being, and just radical joy and imagination.
Yeah, I completely agree. And additionally, another program that VELA does is that VELA hosts Chaw and Chat. Chaw and Chat is a monthly community meetup and conversation series bringing together AAPIs in the greater New Orleans area in laid-back environments to strengthen ties, connect over shared experiences, interests, or concerns, and build foundations for a collaborative organizing and mutual support.
And it's so great because it allows you to show up with the community and just be authentically and unapologetically yourselves and explore the idea and possibility of building collective power. So if you're interested in learning more about our Chaw and Chat series or staying updated on upcoming meetings, check out the interest form in the description of this episode.
Yeah. So as you have all heard, VELA is doing a lot of really amazing and really cool things. And we just wanted to reintroduce that this episode before we really dove into the second season. You can learn more by visiting vela-no.org, following VELA's Instagram at VELA-no, and following the Reproductive Justice Instagram at RJVELA. We hope you will join us next week for the next episode. Thank you all so much for listening, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast for our next episode.